Welcome back to CG Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independent and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Lowe's.
Morning again.
And we are absolutely, this morning is just tremendous. First with Abby and now with Andrew and Susan. But Otto, you had a question in reference to the people trying to apply for work at TRI.
Yeah, we know that if you want to take advantage of this help at home program, you can call 311.
Right.
Now, if I'm on the other side of the coin and I have a disability of some kind or I'm in need of something to fulfill my life, how do I get into the program? How do you go about that? How does that happen?
Well, there is a state-funded program that most people are not aware of, and it's called ACCESS. And it's A-C-C-E-S, and right in Garden City is their local office. And anybody who suffered a disability, and it can be minor, anything that takes you out of the workforce. We work with nurses who might have had rotator cuff tears. We work with people who've had carpal tunnel they've been hairdressers. We work with gentlemen who've had severe heart attacks and can no longer do physical work or have had knee replacements. And we also work with a population that might have never been able to get into the workforce because of severe learning disabilities. They might have had emotional difficulties and they've never been able to break in. So we have an accredited training program. We have a business school and I have a trade school. In our business school, we teach from computerized office technology all the way through up to record keeping and bookkeeping. So a lot of our adults are who are mature, have had work histories, who physically couldn't do work before, are able to transition into more sedentary jobs, which, face it, we just say we're all aging, and a sedentary job can look very good at a certain point in our lives. And they're able to still be viable and get out and work and supplement their money, you know, their pensions or their disability, and they're able to move into a new field. And the same thing, in our trade school, we have our food service program, which we're going to talk about, and our building maintenance program, which we had talked about as being part of our Project Independence. So some of these people have never worked in these fields before. They have a disability, and the state provides us with 6 months to evaluate, train, and then place them back into competitive employment. And the piece that's important is TRI has been doing this. We just celebrated 50. We're in our 51st year.
51st.
And we have been really wildly successful with this because we've grown with the time, we've grown with the computers, you know, we have really kept all our training programs up to date in terms of industry standards. So we've been able to really make a big difference here on Long Island.
Well, the thing too, that somebody coming out, whether it's a man or woman from your training program, has also been vetted.
Absolutely.
And you're dealing with a population, you know, you weren't in the back room of some place and say, I don't know if this guy or girl can interact with the public. They're meeting people, and obviously if some don't make it, you'll have them off the list, you know, before the 6 month period, of course.
You know, Andrew has been instrumental. We have a program with American Maintenance where we do a lot of the cleanings for hospitals and colleges on Long Island, and again, we partner with them. They don't have to vet out our people. We do it. We guarantee the crews are going to be there. We're doing snow removal this weekend out of the state colleges, and we take care of the hiring, we take care of supervising them, we get them to wherever they need to go. So we're really a good deal for industry as well because of that.
Is the route then to TRI via ACCESS?
Is that the main? And their number is 227-4700, and it's in Garden City. And anybody who feels they have a disability that has taken them out of the workforce or has not allowed them to progress in the workforce can go and apply for services, and they will take their application and then work with them towards finding a facility that would meet their needs. Very often they'll come to us just for an evaluation, but through this service they could end up being a CDL driver, an electrician, HVAC, something we don't teach, but the state will pay for that training to get them back out. It's good business in terms of getting people back out working.
It's amazing.
So,
how did somebody has to kind of get companies, industry, to go along with this so that when you eventually have to place people, you have places to go? That sounds like it's not easy.
That's why I bring up that
there's work involved.
Yeah, we've been around for 50 years, and we're only as good as our reputation, and we're only as good as the last person we send in the door. So, and when we work with people, we have to guarantee placements. Mm-hmm. We really have to be on top of our game in terms of our placements and our follow-up. We have to make sure it's a good match. We've had industry that I've been with the company for 35 years. I've had industry that has been with me for 35 years. So, but again, it's...
Would you start when you were 11?
No. But again, it has to be that the last person in is holding the door open for the next group. We really have to make sure that they're satisfied, because in the end, it's about business. And our people have to be able to do the job. People can have the best intentions, but if they can't do the job, if they can't get it done, I'm not going to get the next person in. So we really do a lot of follow-up. And we do a very good job of training. I have to say, mm-hmm. we do an excellent job of training.
Terrific. Before time runs out on us, I want to make a shift to food, because you have two programs that are just wonderful, that I want you to talk about those for a while, the home and then the rest stop.
Yeah, so we're always looking for new opportunities. And earlier this year, we applied for a grant through the Manhasset Community Fund. So we want to acknowledge and thank the folks over at the Manhasset Community Fund for awarding Tri a very generous grant. And what we did with that grant was purchase a vehicle that's going to be used to deliver food. So what we did, we put together a new program really to partner with Project Independence again on a whole nother level, where we're going to provide seniors with healthy, nutritious, fresh meals for a very, very reasonable cost, $2.75 a meal, and we're going to deliver it. So this is brand new. We're introducing it. The service is going to start in January. We're very excited about it. And
is
in order,
three meals a day? Not the $2.75 is per meal, but any meal or just a dinner meal?
It's going to be a dinner meal.
Okay.
Yeah, I read on the flyer.
Thank you.
English.
Yeah. So we do have a contact number for that, and Sharon King, who supervises our kitchen, is overseeing this program, and she can be contacted at area code 516-222-2092, and she's at extension 1004. Again, she's at 516-222-2092, extension 1004.
And just for anybody who's not with a pen right now, 311. Call 311, ask about the TRI food program, and they will definitely get you in touch.
Yeah, it's called the Kitchen to Table.
Okay. Now, we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. Christina's been, on the Christina Liu show. Yeah. We talk about that.
You'll be hearing that later.
Yeah, Christina's been a very big supporter of TRI, so we want to thank her as well. And also exciting in the world of TRI is that we've partnered with the Nassau Cornell Cooperative Extension for the past few years. They've opened a farm stand in East Meadow. And recently they've been named to oversee the Taste of New York at the New Welcome Center on the LIE. And once they were tasked with that, they asked TRI to provide quiches. So we have our quiches ready to purchase there. So it's very exciting to have our product ready for
where is that
service there? That is it's in the
like the 50 someplace.
Yeah, exit. I think right by Comac Road or so. So it's in that area.
So I saw it being built, and I saw it going up
eastbound direction. Right.
But that's a tremendous compliment.
Yeah.
To wind
yeah,
up
we
in
were
there.
Very excited.
Oh
by it.
My god!
And those quiches are being offered to the seniors as well, and the same number as Andrew gave you, 741-2010 extension 1004, and a senior can buy. We're offering for the Project Independence a full quiche for $6, which really is, they're quite substantial. And
that's a great price.
Yeah, it's a wonderful price. It can be 2 to 3 meals. It's a nice.
Now, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Can a senior order 3 or 4 of them if they want to give a gift
absolutely.
Or no? Oh,
absolutely.
Okay. I mean, at the holiday time, you say, I can't do anything, or even during the year.
Well, it's also good. They
birthday.
Freeze beautifully, so we really encourage people to, buy one and freeze one.
They make great holiday presents.
Yeah, we give them out to everybody.
You could have the family over for a little
time. Yes, we all do. We all do. They will. They're really wonderful.
Is there a limit in terms of where you're going to deliver? Like, if I live out in Manaville or...
Well, it's under... And for this...
This is North Hempstead.
Yes, it's only North Hempstead, yeah.
Okay.
So they'll be within the...
Yeah, but they're based in...
Westbury,
which is... Yeah,
which
is
also
town in North Hempstead.
Yep.
So right now, it's all within... The Project Independence.
So it can go up to Sands Point.
Otto, is there anything outside of Project Independence that counts in New York?
No. The Project Independence world.
Yeah. And, it's been nice. Andrew mentioned Manhasset Community Fund. They were really thrilled with the project, with Project Independence, in terms of what we've been doing and your partnership with us. So they really were generous in supporting
it. Yeah, so it really helped us in terms of being awarded that grant.
And last year they gave us money for tools and ladders and stuff. So.
This is, honestly, the first time I heard of you guys, it was maybe a year and a half ago when I was doing the show, and I just got involved, and you came with a couple of people.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was
yes.
four or five.
Some of our guys, yeah.
And it was like, wow, this is the way it should be. This is what a community should be.
Absolutely.
You help somebody out, and they move forward, and what they've done has helped the person in need. This is one of those win-win, the perfect.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of times I can think of where people would have a need to be able to get some food at a reasonable price. You know, somebody gets sick, the person
the
who does
bad.
The cooking in the house most of the time. Like in my case, I have to admit, I'm incompetent in the kitchen, you know.
But you have great computer skills, I heard.
I do. And barbecuing.
Yeah,
stick man stuff, you know.
And transporting turkeys.
Yeah. And transporting turkeys.
I remember that.
In a turkey box with blankets wrapped around.
So we all have skills.
We all do.
Right. The thing is to work them together.
That's right. And this has just been a great partnership.
And this is the program that works it together.
Yeah.
And actually, this is how quick I want to get a little food in also, but we're out of time. I want to compliment both of you, Andrew and Susan, both.
Thank you
this
so
is
much.
One of the best programs that we have. I mean, we have many tremendous, and I'm not making, but the fact that we're helping people on both ends makes you guys unique, and I want to thank you.
Well,
thank you
you
for having us, and thank you for being such a supporter.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.